Police have launched a criminal investigation into the aftermath of the Whakaari White Island eruption. There were 47 people on the island when it erupted just after 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, being hosted by White Island Tours. 5 people have been confirmed dead, another 8 are still on the island. Those people are presumed dead, but their bodies have yet to be recovered because conditions on Whakaari White Island aren't deemed to be safe enough for people to head back yet. Along with yesterday's deaths, there are dozens of injuries. 31 people were rushed to hospital, many of whom suffered significant burns. Those injured are aged between 13 and 72 years, and 27 of them have burns to more than 30% of their body. Burns units around the country are now at capacity. In the past hour, police have announced they will be investigating the deaths and injuries from yesterday's eruption, and WorkSafe will also be investigating as the regulator of the adventure activities regulations. The Whakatane District Mayor, Judy Turner, is still backing tours to the island. She says she personally has been a visitor with White Island Tours and has always been impressed by the health and safety. Many of those on the island yesterday were tourists from a visiting cruise ship and had been on a day trip to the island. Royal Caribbean says the ship will now remain in port due to the police investigation. And while attention will now be shifting to that investigation, many are still recalling the heroic acts that meant more lives weren't lost yesterday. First responders have described horrific scenes and controlled chaos as they helped those injured out of boats. Our reporter Jessie Chang and visual journalist Dom Thomas are in Whakatane.
The last time people died on Whakaari White Island was more than a century ago in 1914 when 10 sulphur miners were killed. Today, the community of Whakatane was in shock as the reality of yesterday's tragedy set in. Firefighter Chris Hands, along with 4 other family members, were all at the Whakatane boat ramp within 40 minutes of the first eruption.
Something off a movie, you know. It's surreal, you know. But you just got into the job, so you didn't really know. You just didn't think about it at the time because you had a job to do.
Chris Hand says they were called to help move the injured off the boat, but he says nothing could have prepared them for what they saw.
We've had people with worse injuries on house fires, but just the multiple people coming in, it was, you know, we only had sort of 1 or 2 occasionally where this is, you know, 20-odd, and just people everywhere here, so it's... yeah, pretty horrific.
47 people were on the island when the volcano spewed toxic gas and ash 12,000 feet into the air, raining down on sightseers from Australia, America, Britain, China, Malaysia and New Zealand. 5 people who were brought from the island yesterday were confirmed dead. Superintendent Bruce Bird was blunt when talking about the chances of survival for those still missing.
The pilot that went out there and spent about 45 minutes has provided a pretty good indication that we do not believe anybody else has survived that explosion. We also had the Eagle helicopter up there as well for a considerable period of time, and we could detect no signs of life.
Whānau and friends gathered at Te Manuka Tūtahi Marae this morning for a karakia to mourn those who had died. Ngāti Awa Kaumātua Te Kei Marito says everyone is devastated.
Obviously, those who are here have gathered to, to remember, to mourn, and also to seek information about those who are still on the island. So it is a sharing, an occasion for sharing, sharing love especially, and to embrace each other under this cloud of mourning.
White Island Tours had a boat of 38 tourists and 4 staff members on the island during the eruption. 2 of their guides are missing, presumed dead, Hayden Marshall Inman and Tepene Mangi. The company is owned by local iwi Ngāti Awa, and its chairman Paul Quinton says it's been a tough time.
My focus has been assisting management and supporting staff, but also to work with the emergency response team in terms of understanding where things are at and providing support to them in the best way we can, and also trying to get to the bottom of where our clients are.
The alert for the volcano was at level 2 at the time of the eruption, meaning a moderate to heightened unrest. Mr Quinn says the tour has operated during that level before.
Been on level 2 for about a week, and we have operated previously at level 2.
Many of the 31 injured remain in hospitals across the country, including in Whakatane, Tauranga, Middlemore, the Waikato and Wellington. St John says patients are being treated for blast impact injuries and burns. The Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern met with some of them today, as well as first responders at the Whakatane fire station.
What a community that that exists here in Whakatane, and everyone from Coast Guard, firefighters, St John's, the police, all down on the ground making themselves available to assist. They have done an incredible job under devastating circumstances.
Jacinda Ardern travelled back to Wellington early this afternoon. E whakatane mo te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, kōrusi chang tēnei.